Yeah, I know. Ain't did a show in 2 months. Haven't been really active on social media. Haven't done shit except for working. But just know that Be Dangerous is always gonna be bubbling under the surface because I always pay attention to sports. And with that being said, welcome to another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. I am your host, Be Dangerous. And we have a lot of shit to get into, especially with this being WrestleMania week. But before we get into that, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBDangerous. Also, follow this very podcast you're listening to right now on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Also, please go follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page as well, because I do have a page over there and I do post as much as I possibly can over there without forgetting to do so. But let's get into it. Let's get into it. So I'm gonna do this old school style. I haven't written any notes down because, well, to be quite frank, I've been lazy. I'm not even gonna lie. That's the only reason why I put off doing the show for so damn long is because I've been lazy. And I'll never be scared to get on here and talk my shit and speak my mind. Because I know I have a lot of shit to say. But let's get into this national championship game with Iowa and LSU. And this time, Caitlin Clark and Iowa got their revenge and they won the national title. And Miss Reese declares for the draft, which I'm not surprised about. But what kills me about this is the rivalry between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. To me, mind you, it's giving very much the female Magic and Larry. Now, people are probably gonna look at me all types of crazy when I say this, but please hear me out. Because the narratives are the same thing. The only difference is that it's fucking 45 years later and there are women in the place of men. Because Larry Bird came in as the manure-kicking country boy from Indiana. Then you got Magic being the urban black kid from Lansing, Michigan. And one is with the Celtics, and one being with the Lakers. You couldn't write a story better than that. Now, Caitlin Clark hasn't said what she's gonna do. She doesn't know if she's gonna declare for the draft or not. But Larry Bird also declared for the draft after he lost that national title against Magic in Indiana. Damn it. It was Michigan State versus Indiana in 1979. And actually, this game had the highest ratings ever. Like, what, 12 million people watched that game? And I'm not surprised by it. Because these ladies have taken the pro game, have taken the college game by storm. And I am excited, to say the very least, to see who is gonna draft Angel Reese? Where she's gonna go? And another thing that pisses me off is she did her whole press game, post game comp. Damn it! Ugh, forgive me. It's been a minute. Post game interview with her teammates, and of course she's a little bit emotional. Larry Bird cried in the towel when he lost his national championship. Remember? And Joy Taylor said it the best. We see athletes, we want you to be real. We want you to be yourself. But when they give you just that, it's like, oh, wait a minute, not like that. You know, because people always move the goalpost, even when you quote unquote meet their expectations. When the reality of it is this, you're never going to be who people want you to be, even with me being how I am. I would drive myself fucking crazy wondering why I couldn't measure up to certain people and what they thought I should be. Not giving a fuck? That's when shit got easier. And Miss Reese, she doesn't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But she's still young, you know what I'm saying? So she still has a lot to learn, you know what I mean? So just give her a little minute to settle in and find out who she truly is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even think she's 25 yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point in your 20s, you know what I'm saying? You're going out, you're having fun. You're meeting this person and that person. And she deals with a lot of shit. A lot of racism. A lot of fucking misogyny. And folks just coming for her unprovoked. Like, she had a lot of shit to deal with. But I know one thing. Miss Reese couldn't get away with a fraction of what Miss Caitlin Clark could. But that's another story for another day. And I don't even want to get into that. But the craziest thing about this is both of them are actually cool. And the media won't shove a picture of them actually hugging after the game in your face. Because, of course, you want that head-to-head combat. You want there to be a... There's a rivalry there, obviously. But you want these two girls to hate each other. Like, people wanted Magic and Larry to hate each other. And over time, they became cool. Even though Larry said, if I'm friends with you, I can't play basketball against you the same way. So I gotta, like, not like you. And Magic understood that. On the court, I'm gonna whoop your ass. But off the court, we cool. You know what I'm saying? And I think these ladies have that same mentality. And it's going to be good for the pro game. Because, like I said, we don't know what Caitlin Clark is going to do yet. But I see them going number one and number two. Who's going to be one and who's going to be number two? I don't know. I do not know. But it'll definitely be interesting to see what happens and how it happens. Because you never know with the, especially in a draft, you never know what the hell is going to happen. Like, trades could be made at the last minute. There could be sleepers that get drafted a little bit lower or higher, depending on who they are. Like, it's just unpredictable. And I know I got to tune in for the WNBA draft soon enough. But let's get into some basketball news. So we have, So we have the Lakers winning more than they're actually losing. And I've seen this show before towards the end of the damn season. When you start getting to April, May, towards the playoff season, they start playing really well. And they manage to squeak into a 7th or 8th seed. You might get... You might clear the first round, maybe even the second round. But when you get to the conference finals, you'll be stomped out and swept. Which is exactly what happened last year. And with someone who scored, what, 40 points against Brooklyn? Or whatever. I don't even remember which team it was. It's been, I think this was like last week or something like that. I believe they played BK and they won and he scored 40-something points or something like that. And he says, I don't have much time left. So leave. Don't throw them little cryptic-ass messages out there trying to figure out what you're going to do. Please. If you don't have time left, leave. Leave the Lakers. Get you and your damn stands off my damn team. That's all I want. So if you don't have that much time left, well, let that clock keep ticking down faster than you can fucking imagine, because it's time for you to go. And another thing I wanted to touch on was his son, Little Bronny. Now, I know people don't want to hear me say this because of obvious reasons, but it just has to be said. Whether you want to admit it or not, Little Bronny is not that guy. The games that I've seen him play in, he's been scoreless in both of those games. And of course, when your father is that man, you are going to have higher expectations put on you than the average kid. Because I have absolutely no doubt that if Gianna, Kobe's daughter, was still here, she would have those same expectations put on her. But the difference between Bronny and Gigi is she could actually live up to that hype. Because, oh my God, this is crazy to even imagine. Yeah, she would be 18 years old right now, going into her senior year, going into college, and she wanted to go to UConn. So if she was able to go to UConn and play out her college dreams, there's no telling what the hell she would have done in her college career. She would have been the next Angel Reese. You know what I'm saying? Especially when her skills caught up with her height. She would have been fucking amazing. But when you come from the gene pool of Lahim James, everything you touch is expected to turn to diamonds overnight. Well, I'm sorry to say, that's not what's happening here, in this case right here. Because people expected him to be amazing, be like his father, all this other shit. Then when it doesn't exactly turn out that way, people get very critical of things, which is to be expected. But one thing I don't do is come for anybody's kids, no matter how much I dislike the pappy. So I hope this doesn't break him, even though all the hype around Bronny has died down since they seen his games kind of struggle, so to speak. And that's me being extremely nice right now. When that happens, it's like, okay, look, at some point, something's got to give. And just because his father is who he is does not mean you have to place those expectations on him. But that's not for me to decide. That's all the media shit. So what can you really do about that? What else? Mind you, I haven't written any notes, so I'm literally doing this off the top of my head right now. Oh, WrestleMania week. Let's just say this year's WrestleMania and the lead ups to this WrestleMania have been nothing short of amazing. We have The Rock back full time, which I never thought I would see in a long time. He came back with the Versace shirts, with the heel Rock. He still gets away with murder on the mic like he did back in the day. And I believe they actually made Cody Rhodes bleed. And that's something that I have not seen in WWE in a long ass time, is fucking blood. But what do I see, what do I see happening in the Roman versus Cody match? Well, the tide might be turning. And just because Rock is a heel right now, we've seen him turn face before. And we know that Roman ain't gonna buck up to Rocky, because he's not gonna give a fuck. Rocky is not gonna care. You might be the tribal chief, but sweetheart, when Hercules comes into town and Rock bottoms you or spine busters you, there's not gonna be shit you're gonna do about it. Solo not gonna help. Jimmy not gonna help. Jay ain't there. So listen, all you have to do is make Rock face, and the tide is going to turn in Cody's favor. Because those two are having heated fucking promos against each other. But I know it'll work when I see one. Because if you've been living under a rock for God knows how long, you know that all three of them, Cody, Rock, and Roman, all have fathers who are WWE legends. And Rocky Johnson, Dusty Rhodes, and Sika from the Wild Samoans. So they know the business very well because they grew up around it. And knowing how they're going to play this, or thinking how they're going to play this, is going to be amazing. So I'm excited for that. Also, Damage Control is facing the chocolate three-way tag team of Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. And that made me happier than it should have, because I expected Bianca and Jade to go at it. But I'm sure they want to wait. Like, they want Jade to develop her character and all that good stuff. And they want the fans to love her. You know what I'm saying? For now. For now, they want her to. Because she was a heel in AEW, and she did that very well. But hey, Jade is going to be Jade. Bianca is going to be Bianca. And Naomi is going to be Naomi. And I fucking can't wait to see this. And I don't even know how I'm going to play this, because I know it's a two-night event, WrestleMania is. So I'm going to have a lot of shit to do on Saturday. So, oh, and plus I got Peacock. So this is definitely going to be a fun thing, because WrestleMania is obviously the biggest event of the year. Like, bigger than SummerSlam that's coming to Cleveland this summer. Bigger than Survivor Series. Bigger than the Royal Rumble, because this is WrestleMania. And for my sake, I just hope they give us what we want to see. Give us a WrestleMania-worthy pay-per-view. That's all I want. And that shouldn't be too much to ask for. But with how they've been building the storylines with Rhea and Becky doing what they're doing. Let's see, who else is there? Oh, also, I got to talk about this too. Bray Wyatt has a documentary out that just came out on the 1st. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, I'm a little bit shook to watch it, because it's going to make me emotional. And it's going to be shorter than what I expected, because I did a show about this as well. Bray Wyatt passing away at 36. He could have easily been one of my boys that I went to school with. And just knowing that he passed away as soon as he did and as quick as he did, that shook the wrestling world. But only Bray Wyatt, like only somebody like Bray Wyatt, who truly loved the company and had a passion for it, could make things work the way he did. Because if you notice, some of the greatest third generation stars and under happen to have whole fathers who were legends in the company, or in the business, I should say. Just like I said, just like Rock, Cody, and Roman. You know what I'm saying? Like, their spot was already solidified when they got there, in my book. Randy, DiBiase. Oh, should I even mention DiBiase? Because, yeah, that's another story. But anyway. His spot was solidified, and he had that passion for the business. And it didn't matter if he was with the Wyatt family, or he was doing the Firefly Funhouse and all this other good stuff, or this other cool stuff. All that came from him. And that just shows you his wrestling mind is like, it gives me shades of Mick Foley, because Mick has a great wrestling mind as well, because he came up with those characters, those three characters, iconic characters, just like Bray reinvented himself over and over again as the Fiend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't forget about The Fiend. Like, he gave just as much creep vibes as regular Bray Wyatt did. You know what I'm saying? And only somebody who truly loves the wrestling business can come up with something like that. So I know I'm going to have to... I'll probably watch that on Saturday. Yeah, I know I'm going to have to sit back and watch that real quick, but... I'm not ready yet. So just give me a couple of days, and I promise I'll watch it for y'all. Oh, what else? Yeah, I've been talking for 18 minutes and I'm tired. I'm not even going to lie about that. So I gave y'all a show. For those who have been wondering, if you've been wanting a show, but asking me to do a show, here is your show. It might not be a super show. It might not be too long because I don't have my notes in front of me right now. But obviously the next show, I'm going to write all my shit down so I'm able to talk to you guys about what happened at WrestleMania. Because the fallout of it, of WrestleMania, is going to be, is always the shit. No matter what happens during the show, the WrestleMania, the Raw and SmackDowns after WrestleMania, you got to watch it. No matter what. But yeah, I'm going to get my ass out of here and rest up. For my loyal listeners, thank you guys so much for always supporting me, listening to the show, running it up for me. You guys are fucking amazing. And on that note, B Dangerous is going to get her ass up out of here. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the B Dangerous. Follow this podcast, Dangerous Sports Talk, right now that you're listening to on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Also, follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page as well. And I'm out of here. Peace.